Wind power is considered a renewable energy source. Historically, wind power in the form of windmills has been used for centuries for such tasks as grinding grain and pumping water. Modern commercial wind turbines produce electricity by using rotational energy to drive a generator. They are made up of a blade or rotor and an enclosure called a nacelle that contains a drive train atop a tall tower. Large wind turbines, producing up to 1.8 megawatts of power, can have a blade length of over 40 meters and be placed on towers 80 meters tall. Smaller turbines can be used to provide power to individual homes. Wind farms are areas where a number of wind turbines are grouped together, providing a larger total energy source. Wind resources are calculated based on the average wind speed and the distribution of wind speed values occurring within a particular area. Areas are grouped into wind power classes that range from 1 to 7. A wind power class of 3 or above, equivalent to a wind power density of 150-200 watts per square meter, or a mean wind of 5.1-5.6 meters per second, is suitable for utility-scale wind power generation, although some suitable sites may also be found in areas of classes 1 and 2. In the United States, there are substantial wind resources in the Great Plains region as well in some offshore locations. As of 2007, the largest wind farm in the world was the Horse Hollow Wind Project in Texas, which produces 730 megawatts. By comparison, a typical new coal-fired generating plant averages about 550 megawatts. By the early 21st century, wind was contributing slightly more than 1% of the world's total electricity, and electricity generation by wind has been increasing dramatically because of concerns over the cost of petroleum and the effects of fossil fuel combustion on the climate and environment. From 2004 to 2007, for example, total wind power increased from 59 to 95 gigawatts worldwide. Germany possesses the most installed wind capacity, 16.6 gigawatts, and Denmark generates the largest percentage of its electricity from wind, nearly 20%. The wind power industry estimates that the world could feasibly generate 12% of its total electricity from wind power by 2020. Various estimates put the cost of wind energy between 3 and 12 cents per kilowatt hour, depending on the location. This is comparable to the cost of fossil energy. The cost of coal-generated electricity is estimated at 4-8 cents per kilowatt hour. Challenges to the large-scale implementation of wind energy include siting requirements such as wind availability, aesthetic and environmental concerns, and land availability. Wind farms are most cost-effective in areas with consistent strong winds. However, these areas are not necessarily near large population centers. Thus, power lines and other components of electrical distribution systems must have the capacity to transmit this electricity to consumers. In addition, since wind is an intermittent and inconstant power source, storing power may be necessary. Public advocacy groups have raised concerns about the potential disruption that wind farms may have on wildlife and overall aesthetics. For example, the first proposed offshore wind farm in the United States, the Cape Wind Project, located off the coast of Cape Cod in Massachusetts, has been opposed by residents concerned about the natural landscape. In addition, wind generators have been blamed for injuring and killing birds. However, experts have shown that modern turbines have a small effect on bird populations. The National Audubon Society, a large environmental group based in the United States and focused on the conservation of birds and other wildlife, is strongly in favor of wind power, provided that wind farms are appropriately sited to minimize the impacts on migrating bird populations and important wildlife habitat. Now, answer to the questions.